Welcome back to another episode of Light the Lamp here on Duckstream. I'm Alexis Downey. Happy to bring you another edition of our Anaheim Ducks Media Day interviews. Last week, we kicked things off and also kicked off training camp, which was really exciting to get going. We also had the fan camp over the weekend, and now we're into a new week closer to the season and more media day interviews for you. We have so many of these coming over the next couple of weeks leading into the season, so keep your eyes peeled. But today we're going to get to Sam Colangelo, Olin Zellweger, and Frank Vetrano as a part of this group of interviews. And we're starting with Sam Colangelo, who joined the team a couple times last year, but finished the season strong with the group. He played 32 games with the Ducks last season, 12 points and 10 goals. Sam Colangelo, as they nicknamed him, down with the San Diego Gulls. He also was the Gulls All-Star last season, if you remember that, going back to last American Hockey League All-Star Classic. Now, I think back to the time that he joined the team after the All-Star break, and I had a conversation with Sam just about how he was feeling with his year and joining the Ducks. He had a couple stints at that point, so joining the team again. And he said that the last time he had gone back down to the Gulls, he had just a new sense of energy and confidence. And he also felt that with the group down there. They showed a lot of improvements as the year went on. And, you know, that was also the case for him as a player. He had a strong season with the Gulls. It rewarded him getting the time with the Ducks and then finishing the year off. So end of the year, like I said, 10 goals, hoping to see more of that this year. But we chatted not really so much about the hockey stuff, but a lot about his summer. He had a great summer back home in Boston, spending time with friends and family. Got to go to Stagecoach at the end of last season, back in the April, May months. So a lot of exciting things for Colangelo over the summer. Also, one thing that I don't want to spoil, we're going to let you hear it yourself, and let's just get to this interview now so you can hear this little surprise, and let's get it going now with Sam Colangelo.
We're joined by Sam Colangelo now here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Sam, welcome to our corner of fun with some
cornhole.
Yeah,
this is awesome. This is the most fun one I've been to yet.
Well, that's the goal. We're trying to have some fun here, keep it light, but let's talk about your summer a little bit before we start getting over to cornhole. How was it?
It was great. Yeah, I felt really long, and then once I got back, it feels like I just left. So it was a great summer. I had a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. So I'm really excited to be back and get things going.
Was it spent home in?
Yeah, I was back home in Boston.
Boston,
the summer. I went on a few weekend trips, but nowhere crazy. Stayed in the Northeast for the most part. So it was a lot of fun and great to spend time with my family and my friends.
Awesome. Well, let's get over to cornhole now.
Perfect.
I'm sure you played this game.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm no superstar by any means, but I played my fair share.
Well, and it's a shorter distance, at least in this case. But
kids version. You can lead us off.
Okay. All right. All right, so talking a bit more about your summer. So, wow. Okay, great start.
Played a few times this summer.
The shoulder check showcase.
Yeah.
There we go. What was it like getting to be a part of that?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Going twice.
Oh, yeah, you go. Skipping your turn. It was great. Nice shot. It was great to be a part of it. It was a lot of fun to get to go see my friends, but more importantly, for an unbelievable cause. Got to learn more about what the shoulder check's really for, and I think it's a great cause that I was just happy to be able to go and support a great cause. But like I said, it was great to see a lot of my friends and teammates and former teammates. So I had a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it.
Did you get any golf in with some of your former teammates while you were there too?
Yeah, we played quite a bit of golf. We played 36 holes or 27 holes one day, then 18 the next two, and then went right from the golf course to hockey game.
So,
it was quite a bit of golf, but it was a lot of fun.
That's a busy weekend.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about your summer?
Right after the season, feels like a long time ago now, but right after the season, a few of us went to Stagecoach, a music festival in Palm Springs. That was quite a bit of fun. And then after that, probably a month after that, we went to a golf trip down in Georgia at this place called the Hoopy Match Club, which was quite a bit of fun and really, really, really cool place. So
you really got to enjoy your summer. That's awesome.
I had a lot of fun and got to spend it with some of my teammates, which is nice to see them throughout the summer. So it was great.
As far as your training, anything that you changed this summer?
Not really, no. I think I've kind of been working on the same things. Wow, I'm getting killed.
I've had a lot of
practicing. Working on pretty much the same things for the past few years now. Just trying to get, I mean, it's pretty cliche, but just get faster, stronger, and quicker. And yeah, so pretty much the same thing. Worked out with the same guys and had a lot of fun this summer. Kind of competing against my friends in the gym, so it was great.
One of the things at the end of the season, you know, you're a Western Michigan guy too. What was it like getting to see them win their national championship?
Yeah, it was, I know I've talked about it before, but it was really cool for me to see a lot of my friends and former teammates. I mean, I played with pretty much every guy on that team the year before, so just getting to see them reach the mountaintop, as they say, was really cool. And I mean, that place kind of rejuvenated my career, and I probably wouldn't be here without Western Michigan. So I'm just really happy for my teammates, and it's nice to see some former Western Michigan guys here now as well. So it's great.
As you're back here in OC now, you mentioned to me before you're living with Frank.
Yeah.
How is that going?
It's great. I don't have any kids, so I kind of got to look into a whole new life of what it's like to have kids and play hockey. It's like they have two jobs and not one. So it's a lot different from what I'm used to, but it's been awesome. His wife has been very welcoming. I know it's probably a lot for her to have a 23-year-old man living at her house in her backyard. So, but it's been great, and me and Frank get along great, so it's been a lot of fun.
Do you cook?
I do cook, but I have not cooked for the house yet.
I was curious. Yeah. I'm like, what is your contribution to the household?
I play with the kids.
There you go.
Yeah, I try to play with the kids as much as I can, and it's great. They're 2 and I think 10 and a half months, so they're still really young, but I think at first they're a little scared of me, and now the older daughter doesn't really want to leave my side. So it's been great.
That's awesome. Let's get over to the green now. Okay, what putter are you gonna pick?
I think I have to go with this one because I have the same exact grip on my putter.
Okay.
So,
we'll keep it simple then. Now earlier today, we were going by how many times does it take to get a hole in one? Yeah. But it's kind of varied throughout the day. So let's see how you do.
It's the record one.
Yeah, actually, Granlin was very good at it, but he used the Happy Gilmore putter.
Which one's that? Oh,
right
the hockey
you,
stick.
The hockey stick.
Right, I feel if like you kind of have to use that.
Okay, you can use the hockey stick. That works.
I think you'd be wrong to not use that hockey rig.
Let's see.
Too much.
That's okay.
Wow, ball's
mine
gone.
Mine was really embarrassing earlier, so. There you go.
There you go.
As far as this upcoming season goes, you know, you ended last year on a big note, and you know, coming into this year too, contract now and a new number, by the way.
Yeah.
How did you choose that number?
Well, Stromer has number 16, and that was my number my whole life, pretty much. And I don't really want to buy him a new Rolex, so or anything of that nature. So I had to kind of find a different number, and I wore number 12 my senior year at Western. And like I said earlier, that kind of rejuvenated my career when I was at Western, so I figured try to go back to something that worked, and it was open, so it worked out great.
This is your first day getting to wear it too,
yeah,
right?
It was, yeah. Yeah, it was my first time putting the jersey on. It was pretty cool.
Nice feeling.
Yeah.
Let's see, one more. Oh, I can let you.
I mean, someone can blow on that one. I might go in.
Sam, what are you looking forward to about this year? One last question.
Looking forward to just kind of a fresh start, trying to build off how I ended the year last year. Obviously we have some new additions, some guys that are gone, so new coaching staff. I think the new coaching staff will be great for us. I mean, the resume that they all bring, especially Coach Q, it kind of speaks for itself, and I think that I think our whole group's really excited to get the season going, and see where it takes us.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. Good luck with training
thank
camp
you. Thanks for having me.
And now we get to hear Frank's perspective of having another resident in his household right now, as Frank Vetrano is our next interview. He spent the summer back home in Massachusetts with friends and family. He also got to take part in the Shoulder Check Showcase with some of his Ducks teammates. So overall, he enters now his fourth season with the Ducks. Hard to believe it's been this will be his fourth year with the Ducks. He came in the same season that I did, so I feel like we're both growing with the organization. But he's beginning his start of his 3-year contract extension that he had signed last season. And taking a look at some of his numbers from last year, 45 points, he ended with 21 goals, which was a decrease from the previous year when he had a career high 37 goals. That was also during his All-Star season. So I'm sure it's an area that he wants to increase once again this year. He's a natural goal scorer, a knack for the net. He has that hard shot. So I can imagine that this is going to be an area for Frank that, you know, last season, I think about it, it was a little frustrating at times. And if you know anything about goal scoring, you know that it comes in ebbs and flows. Sometimes you'll be hot, sometimes you'll go cold. And that can be the challenge of it. But looking for that consistency is key. And hopefully we'll get to see some more consistent goals from Frank this season. So now let's get to my chat with Frank Vetrano.
We're here alongside Frank Vetrano at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Frank, good to see you again. How was your summer?
It was good. A little bit too long, but it's nice to be back.
When did you get back into town?
August 20th. So I'd say a couple weeks, but it's been a little bit longer than that.
And I hear you have a new person living in your house
currently. Yeah.
How's it been having Sam along for this ride?
No, it's great. helps out with the kids for bedtime. My daughter Ophelia only wants to go to Sam at night, so it's a little bit harder getting her to bed, but no, it's good having another person in the house.
He mentioned that she might have been a little scared of him at the beginning, but now she won't leave his side.
Yeah, she warms up. She warms up to people pretty quickly, so
yeah.
Got to watch out for that a little bit.
Well, we're going to have some fun and start with the cornhole over here. And you can take this side, I suppose. You play cornhole very much?
Every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you spend your summer?
I spent my summers in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Back home.
Which is an hour and a half outside of Boston.
Back home with the family?
Yep.
What was your favorite part of the summer?
She's all over me in this. I suck. I would say probably just golfing.
Where is your favorite course?
My favorite course is Great Horse, where I play when I'm a member back home.
Okay, yep. So that's nice. Yep. So you get a lot of rounds in there?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Not...
She waxed me.
We'll do one more round. And you also got to take part in the Shoulder Check Showcase.
Yeah.
And that was the first time we got to see Chris Kreider in the orange as well, your new teammate.
Looked a little weird seeing him in orange, but it's great to have him now, you know.
Did I hear correctly that you lived with him in New York?
Yeah, so I didn't live with him, but when I got traded there was a couple guys that went through at the deadline, and I knew Chris a really long time, and he's like, I have my apartment in the city to, no one stays there. My family, when they come into the city, they'll stay there, but you're more than welcome to stay there. And I lucked out. It's in a great spot in Tribeca, and you know, I loved it. It was great.
And now he's living pretty close to everyone. It sounds like you guys have a nice group going this year. What does it mean to the team to get a guy like him?
Oh, it's great. He's a great person, great hockey player, and I think he's going to be great for our younger guys. You know, he's been around a long time. He played at a young age, so he's really going to help out those younger guys. And, you know, our older group that we have a great group, and add him to that. It's great. We all have kids, and now we all live really close to one another, and it's a lot of fun.
Is it sort of crazy that all of you guys are now playing together again? Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's funny how hockey can be like that sometimes.
No, it's not, especially with Troops coming over. I played with him when I was, you know, 15, 16 years old. So I've known him a long time, and obviously met Stromer in New York, and we came over here together, and now adding Kreider's here. So it's always nice being with players that you play with and you're familiar with. So it's great.
Does Orange County feel like a little bit more like home now that you've been here for a few years, and obviously you're going to be here for a couple more years as well?
Yeah, I always tell people this is home. It's a great place to live. The organization's great. The guys are awesome. So I think every year it gets harder and harder for me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's head over to golf now.
Perfect.
You have your choice of a couple different putters.
Look at this one. The Happy Gilmore one.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know if I want to use this one, though.
We have a couple options.
No, we'll go with this one. Nice blade.
Okay. See how long it takes you to get a hole in one. Stromer was two.
Took him two?
I think Trouba was also two. So
really?
See if you can beat that.
One for one.
Now, there you go. Now
Not
you
bad.
Have the bragging
Not bad.
Rights.
I know.
New head coach this year, Coach Quinville. You were with him before in Florida. What is it mean to the team also to get someone like that as the new coach?
Yeah, I think it's unbelievable. He's such a great coach. You know, he's a great person. I've had him I was fortunate enough to play for him for 3 years. And I always tell people he's the best coach I've ever played for, not just the way that he can dissect the game, but just how he treats his players and how personable he is. He's always asking how your family's doing, how you're doing. And, you know, you don't really talk about hockey that much with them. It's more, you know, you as a person. And, you know, that means a lot as a player. You know, they have more of a, not just a hockey relationship with them, but a personal relationship with them as well.
Do you feel like there's a different energy around the team this season coming into it with all these different changes and also additions?
Yeah, everyone's excited. It's always nice when guys come to camp and everyone's excited to get started. And I think for our younger guys, they're excited too. They made big steps last year, and I think they're just going to get better and better. So adding Q to that mix to help them grow, and us older guys trying to help them grow too, it's going to be good.
Let's see. One more putt.
I don't know. Hopefully I don't tug this one. Oh,
not bad.
I pushed it left. Not great.
Well, Frank, thanks for joining us. Looking forward to the year.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And rounding out this set of interviews is defenseman Olin Zellweger. We had two forwards, and now we get the perspective of a defenseman, a young defenseman too, who had a big jump in games played last season, going from 26 to 62. He also had 20 points, including 7 goals, and had 130 shots last season. He has a hard shot from the blue line, likes to use his speed. We've seen that game from Olin Zellweger, and you have to imagine that the more consistent NHL minutes played is going to give him some more confidence coming into this season. Having a big offseason training, getting stronger and faster, getting some time back home out on the lake. Relax, reset, have some of your dad's cooking, as he shares with us. He's ready to go for this year. And last year, wasn't able to get the consistent minutes until the end of the season, as we knew. That was something that Pat Verbeek talked about after the trade deadline that was important for this young group of defensemen. That's what we got to see with him and Pavel Minkov. So let's see now what this year brings for Olin Zellweger. But let's start with my chat with him at Media Days.
We're joined now by Olin Zellweger here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Zelly, welcome back to Orange County and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You mentioned you had a nice birthday yesterday and getting some fishing in.
Yeah. On the weekend we went fishing for tuna, bluefin tuna. We got pretty lucky there, caught a few, so it's pretty fun.
You get to do much fishing this summer?
Yeah, up in Alberta we fish for walleye, so it's pretty fun, you know, with friends or family when they come out.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have some fun here. We're going to start over here on the cornhole. Yeah. You play cornhole very much?
A little bit. Not too often.
Okay. So I'll let you go first, but while we're doing this, we'll just keep chatting about your summer.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I'm first?
Yeah, I'll let you go first. Hey, good start.
Yeah.
So back home, your training, how did that go this summer?
It went really well. I think it was great summer for me in the gym, and I'm excited to put it onto the ice.
Anything that you did this summer that was maybe different from previous years?
I think I just did a lot more like overall with just with the amount of time I had. I didn't go to Worlds or anything, so I gotten a lot more work and was able to put on, you know, some weight that in the past has been like harder to put on.
Mm-hmm. Cooking, how was that this summer? I know that's something we've talked about a lot in the past.
Cooking, it was okay. I didn't do as much, you know, with being back home. My mom and dad, my dad's getting pretty good on the Traeger. So a lot of, you know, tri-tip and stuff like that on there.
Was that your favorite thing that he cooks?
He's gotten pretty good at that. He's still working on the brisket.
Let's see how this. Okay, you have the spin technique down. Yeah. What was, if there were any other highlights to your summer, what would you say they'd be?
Highlights. Well, I got a 360 surfing, wake surfing.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Is that on video?
Yep.
Okay, we'll have to see that.
Yeah. So I got pretty good at surfing this summer.
talk to Ryan Poehling about that too. He likes the wake surfing. Yeah, you'll have to chat with him about that.
I will.
All right. Well, let's go over to the green now, and you have your choice of a few different putters. You can go Happy Gilmore style or the backwards
one. What is this?
Yeah, there it is. You don't want to use it?
No.
Okay.
A lot of guys trying this one out?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so, especially today.
I don't know how I'll be with this one, but
okay, so
this is the one I'm gonna
use. You can put the ball on the 7-dot right there and see how many times it takes you to get a hole in one. So there's a lot of changes, at least on the coaching side, heading into this season. Some additions, obviously, to the team as well. Oh, not a bad start. What are you looking forward in getting to know some of these new faces and getting to know the coaching staff a bit?
Yeah, just talking to them over the past few days has been really exciting. I think everyone's looking forward to, just the knowledge and everything that they have and what they can, bring to our team.
Close. You're getting closer.
But yeah, I mean, I'm still getting to know them all. But I've heard nothing but great things from people in and out of the organization.
Coming back to Orange County, is it starting to feel a little bit more like home for you now that you've spent a bit of time here?
I think it is for sure. Definitely I was so excited to just get back down here, and we're so fortunate to play in such an area like this.
We're getting,
it's this hockey stick.
Yeah.
I'm a lefty.
Do you golf much?
I've started to golf a little more now.
Okay.
Golf is like,
you're using it like a hockey stick, actually.
I golf right.
Okay, so yeah.
I shoot left in hockey.
Yeah, so opposite.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a bit better golfing, I'd say. I used to be pretty good as a kid, because it's kind of in my family. Like, my grandparents are, big golfers, and all my cousins are in college golf.
Oh wow.
So it's kind of like it's in my family, but I never really got that into it.
There you go. We could end it on that one if you want.
Well, I could. What if I go on a hot streak here?
Yeah. We'll let you do another one. Let's see. Oh, close. Well, hey, it was great to catch up with you. Glad you had a great summer, too. Looking forward to the year. Yeah. Thank you, Owen. Okay.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this episode of our Anaheim Ducks Media Days, featuring Sam Colangelo, Olin Zellweger, and Frank Vetrano as they took to the cornhole boards to compete against me, and then also took to the putting green and had some, not struggles, but had some interesting putters that maybe challenged their game a bit more than they would typically have out on the golf course. So fun day, and you can watch these interviews also on the Victory Plus app if you want to see the visual of this as well. As always, thank you for joining us here on Duck Stream, and we will see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.